Good afternoon. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, my eclectic collection of classic and hard rock, acid rock, miscellaneous rock, progressive rock, punk rock, rockabilly, and even an odd set here and there. You never know what you're going to hear on Brad's Vinyl. Today we're going to be featuring The Nice. That's right, the British progressive rock band, active in the late 1960s, blending rock, jazz, and classical with none other than Keith Emerson. That's right, this was Keith Emerson's first commercially successful band, formed in 1967. Keith Emerson, Lee Jackson, David O. List, Ian Hagg, and a soul singer, P.P. Arnold, as well. That's right. A number of different... But you might recognize the keyboards. Heck, I think Keith Emerson even kept the same Moog synthesizer and organs when he formed Emerson, Lake & Palmer as well. So, yeah. Yeah. And what else? Oh, gosh. They were primarily a live band, actually, The Nice, and their stage performances were actually violent. And very bold, with Keith Emerson incorporating huge feedback and distortion and using that Hammond organ of his and attacking it with daggers, using daggers to hold down the keys to sustain some of the notes. And, I mean, it's these shows were kind of inspired by Jimi Hendrix. You know, those of you that recall Jimi Hendrix setting his guitar on fire. Fire. Yeah, and some early figures, even pianist Jerry Lee Lewis, inspiring Emerson as well. So, yeah, a couple of Keiths in the band. Keith Jackson, also. Jackson on bass, guitar, and vocals. And David O. List, also guitars and vocals. Your percussionist, Ian Hagg, drums and percussion. As well as Blinky Davison, also on percussion as well. Blinky. Blinky Davison. I don't know where he got the name Blinky, but in any event, we're going to be featuring, and I'm going to butcher this name, Ars Longa Vita Brevis, or whatever. Sounds Latin to me. Their second album. David O. List had actually left the band during the recording of the album, and leaving the remainders to mess around briefly with some replacement guitarists, including Steve Howe, that's right, of Yes. And they decided to carry on as a trio, actually, just the three of them. The Nice. Yeah, what else? Oh, what else? So the album opens up with, well, let's just head on into it, I guess. Ars Longa Vita Brevis, The Nice, A-side. Coming right at you now from Brad's Vinyl. We'll be right back.
caught your old dad on the hook. I suppose the birds and the bees, they won't do. No, no, they won't do. But think of flowers. A flower carrying a seed. Yeah, that's Mummy. Mummy, a flower. And your daddy sort of fornicates the flower. No, pollinates. Fornicates, pollinates. No, son, you didn't just grow in the garden. No, daddy didn't pick you. No, you stay with the flower. And you sort of grow and grow and grow, and suddenly you're you. That not do, son? No? Well, it's the best I can do.
No, Dad. The virtualization occurs when the real seed makes a female like.
In a daydream, she never understands what she said.
What did she say?
She carries a flower long after everyone said it's dead. And if you see her, you'll never believe her head. Little Arabella, she giggles away into bed. Skirt around her ankles, smoke coming out of her head. She wakes in the morning, looks and there's nobody in her bed. And if you meet her, you'll never believe her head.
Talks in riddles, talks in rhymes. She reads the stars and looks for signs. She is a problem of the times. I'm rather glad she isn't mine.
Thank you. Arabella. She giggles away into bed. I skirt around her ankles, smoke coming out of her head. She wakes in the morning, looks and there's nobody to be found. And if you meet her, you're sure to be her next ground. Arabella, that's Arabella. Arabella, right up her head, Arabella, right up her head, Arabella, right up her head, Arabella, right up her head. Have you ever met a bird quite like little Arabella?
Every time I come.
Of course you have.
It happens all the time. Let me out of here.
Sitting right next to you.
Yeah.
Classic. What the heck was that? That's what you get with progressive rock. Bizarre and strange stuff like that. I'm Brad of the Bone, and you're listening to Brad's Vinyl, as we just finished up the A side of the second LP from The Nice. Yes, The Nice. Rock jazz, classical, progressive. Interesting stuff from the pre-Emerson, Lake & Palmer band, The Nice, yep, featuring Keith Emerson. And, of course, you must have recognized those keyboards there. This was the band before he formed Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Keith Emerson, Lee Jackson, and I actually misspoke earlier. I talked about a number of other musicians, but this second LP, they were actually just a trio. Keith Emerson, Lee Jackson, and Brian Davison, with a couple of extra musicians guesting, Malcolm Langstaff and Robert Stewart. So we started out with, and this is, by the way, this is the bonus version. This is the CBS LP, Columbia release LP, with a couple of bonus tracks on there. America was track one from West Side Story. That's right. Leonard Bernstein's, they rearranged that and did America. Very nicely done. I actually like their version there. Followed by, my favorite title for any track, Second Amendment, which is also a bonus track, not found on any releases other than the Columbia Records release that I'm featuring today. Moving into Daddy, Where Did I Come From? And then Little Arabella, she's always blah blah something or other, with Jackson's Lee vocal sound. Kind of sounding a little Frank Zappa-ish there. It's an interesting, fun song there. Happy Freud's next. Intermezzo from the Carelia Suite. And finishing up with the instrumental, Don Edito El Gruva. Probably butchered that as well. Lots of distortion on the instrumental in the end there. So they're experimenting. Yep, they're experimenting. So yeah. What else can we say about this band? They David Olist had left the band actually during the recording of this album, and that's why it became a trio. The three members completed it, and they actually flirted briefly with a couple of replacement guitarists, including Steve Howe, who later joined Yes, but they carried on as the trio without that. What else can we say about them? Oh gosh, The Nice. They actually were on a package tour in the end of 1967. They toured with Jimi Hendrix, Pink Floyd, and actually Syd Barrett missing some of the gigs from Pink Floyd. They got that gave a chance for what's his name to fill in, Lee Jackson, filling in for Syd Barrett on some of those concerts. And then, of course, we know the history afterwards. In, I believe, 1970 or 71 or so, 70, I think, Emerson recruited, worked with, was on tour, The Nice was on tour with King Crimson, and that's where Keith met Greg Lake, who later decided to form their own band and recruit Atomic Rooster's drummer Carl Palmer. How about that? So anyways, let's get in onto the B-side of Ars Longa Vita Brevis by The Nice right here on Brad's Vinyl. Thank you.
I rose to beautiful position. Jump off the floor.
Well, what the heck? There you have it. I'm Brad of the Bone. Listening to Brad's vinyl with that very abstract, dramatic ending from the B-side of The Nice, Ars Longa Vita Brevis, which, by the way, stands for Art is Long, Life is Short. That's right, a orchestral-like attempted compilation, starting with Prelude, moving into the first movement called Awakening, and that's an interesting drum solo written by and contributed by Lee Jackson, their drumist. Very Carl Palmer-ish style, reminiscent of perhaps Tarkus or even some of the later Emerson, Lake, and Palmer stuff. So, second movement, some vocals come in there, and good piano jamming going on there. Second movement, Realization. That's a group effort. Third movement, Acceptance. Also a group effort. And fourth movement, Denial. Sounds like recovery to me. Finishing up with Coda, an extension to the Big Note. And their backing orchestra sounds there. ELP sound, a little bit. Pictures at an exhibition, Carnival. I don't know. Art is long. Life is short. Brad's vinyl is over for the day. Thanks for listening, y'all, and we'll see you next time.